Welcome to episode 1416 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When we hear the ninth of these guidelines, recorded in Exodus 20, "You shall not bear false witness," most of us think of lying. We think of saying something that is not true. We think of dishonesty. But the commandment means far more than simple falsehood. It is rooted in a courtroom context. In ancient Israel, justice depended on truthful testimony. If a witness lied, innocent people could be condemned. Guilty people could go free. Justice could be perverted. And the commandment extends far beyond the courtroom. It is about how we use our words. About whether our speech builds up or tears down. About whether our words serve truth or distort it. Proverbs 14, verse 25.
A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is deceitful.
This is not merely about whether something is technically true or false. This is about the power of words to protect or harm, about how speech shapes reality and determines outcomes. To understand the ninth commandment, we must understand its original context. The commandment emerges from Israel's legal system. In the ancient world, justice depended on witnesses. If a crime was committed, witnesses testified about what they saw. If a dispute arose between two parties, witnesses testified about what happened. The accuracy of testimony determined outcomes. A truthful witness could establish the truth and ensure justice was done. A false witness could pervert justice and harm the innocent. Deuteronomy 19, verses 16 to 19.
If a malicious witness takes the stand to accuse someone of a crime, the two people involved in the dispute must stand in the presence of the Lord before the priests and the judges who are in office at the time. The judges must make a thorough investigation, and if the witness proves to be a liar, giving false testimony against a fellow Israelite, then do to the false witness as that witness intended to do to the other party. You must purge the evil from among you.
The law takes false witness seriously. A lying witness receives the same punishment the accused would have received had the lie succeeded. Why such severity? Because false witness is not a minor dishonesty. False witness can destroy a life. It can condemn an innocent person. It can enable injustice. This is the key insight. False witness is not just lying. It is using words to harm another person. One who bears false witness uses words as a weapon. Such speech can damage someone's reputation. Falsehoods about someone can undermine how they are seen and trusted, harm their future. False testimony can determine what opportunities they have, can block what should be open to them, destroy their relationships. Lies can fracture their connections with others, can poison how people relate to them, take what belongs to them. False words can result in loss of property, freedom, dignity, one's good name. False witness is not merely an error, it is an assault. It is using the power of words to injure. This raises something crucial. Words have power. Words are not neutral. Words create reality and shape relationships. When you speak, you are doing something. You are not merely exchanging information. You are exercising power. Consider what happens when you speak truthfully about someone. You affirm something real about them. You build a picture of who they are that corresponds to reality. You contribute to trust because people can rely on what you say. But when you speak falsely, you distort reality. You create a false picture. You exercise your power to reshape how people understand something or someone. You undermine trust because people cannot rely on what you say. This is why false witness is so serious. False witness is a misuse of the power of words. It is using your speech to harm rather than to build, distorting reality rather than reflecting it. The ninth commandment extends beyond legal testimony. False witness appears in many forms. Let's examine a few. Gossip. You speak about someone in a way that damages their reputation. The information might be partially true, but it is presented in a way designed to harm. Slander. You make explicit false statements about someone. You claim they did things they did not do. You attribute to them beliefs they do not hold. Misrepresentation. You present yourself or your position in a false way. You claim credentials you do not have. You pretend expertise you do not possess. Half-truths. You speak facts but arrange them in a way that distorts the truth. You omit crucial context. You present selective information as if it tells the whole story. Silence. You remain silent when speaking truth would prevent injustice. You know something that would protect the innocent, but you say nothing. All of this is false witness, including the false witness of omission. All of these are violations of the Ninth Commandment. All of these misuse the power of words to harm rather than protect. Why does God care so much about truthful speech? Part of the reason is, God cares about justice. False witness perverts justice. It allows the guilty to escape and the innocent to suffer. But there is a deeper reason. God cares about truth because God is truth. God created through speech, spoke the world into being, and in doing so, God established that speech has creative power. Genesis 1 verse 3.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
God speaks, and reality comes into being. God's speech is creative, makes things real. Humans also have the capacity to speak creatively. When we speak truthfully, we are aligned with how God speaks. We are cooperating with reality as it is, using our words to build and protect. But when we speak falsely, we are working against reality, using our words to distort and harm, using our creative power in ways that destroy rather than build. This is why false witness is so serious. It is fundamentally misaligned with how God designed speech to work. In a community in which false witness is common, trust erodes. If people cannot rely on what is said, they become suspicious. They doubt testimony. They assume deception. Relationships fracture. If people use words to harm each other, relationships become dangerous. You cannot be vulnerable. You cannot open your heart. Justice becomes impossible. If testimony cannot be trusted, guilt and innocence cannot be reliably determined. The innocent suffer. The guilty escape. Reality becomes distorted. If false speech is common, people lose a shared sense of what is true. People inhabit different realities. Communities break down. Without trust, without the ability to communicate, without reliable justice, communities cannot hold together. The Ninth Commandment forbids false witness. But it calls us toward something positive, to truthful speech, to using our words to build rather than destroy, to aligning our speech with reality. This is not just about avoiding lies. It is about taking seriously the power of our words, about understanding that what we say matters. Recognizing our speech either builds up or tears down. Paul in Ephesians 4 verse 29.
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
Our speech should build others up, should be helpful, should benefit those who listen. This is the positive vision that accompanies the false witness prohibition. Where have you borne false witness? Where have you used your words to harm? Where have you gossiped, slandered, misrepresented, or remained silent when truth would have protected? What false words are you still speaking? This week, pay attention to your speech. Notice when you are tempted to exaggerate, when you are tempted to share something that will harm someone's reputation, when you are about to speak a half-truth that distorts reality. Ask yourself, is this true? Will this build up or tear down? Am I using my words to protect or harm? The Ninth Commandment forbids false witness, but it is ultimately about recognizing the power of our words and taking responsibility for how we use them. Words are not neutral. They create and destroy, build communities or fracture them, protect the innocent or harm them. When we speak falsely, when we bear false witness, we are misusing this power. But when we speak truthfully, we are creating the conditions for justice and community to flourish. The Ninth Commandment calls us to recognize the power of our words and to use them wisely, truthfully, and for the good of others. Father, help us understand the power of our words. Help us see that speech is not neutral. Help us speak what is true, even when it costs us. Help us recognize that truthful speech is how we protect the innocent, serve justice, and build communities where people can trust and flourish. And help us become witnesses to the power of truth. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.